So Adam, dev streaming is getting huge. You're really excited about it. Tell me more.
Yeah, it's getting so big that we started another side project. We started Watch.dev, which I think the mission of Watch.dev is like help people who are developers get into streaming, but also just make a place for developers who like to stream and developers who like to watch developers stream hang out. Does that make sense? Is that the goal of Watch.dev? We didn't really talk about it too formally.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty excited about it because I think there are a bunch of people getting more into this. I mean, there's like a second wave. There was a first wave. I don't know what wave we're on, but I know there's like a current wave, which I kind of think of that as you kind of got into it, that pulled me into it. And I think that's kind of, there's like a chain of people that are getting more into it, like around the past couple months. And I don't think
people in our circle, especially like we see that much more closely.
Right. Exactly. And we're all like kind of doing it together, but they're pretty fragmented efforts, right? Like we would ask each other for advice, things like that here and there. So it's nice to have like an official place, obviously for the audience so that they can discover each other. And it's like a single community of people that like doing this weird thing. But then also for us on the streamer side to, you know, learn from each other, coordinate stuff together. I'm pretty excited about like doing more stuff with each other. I think that's what I'm excited for.
Yeah. So you asked a question and I totally ignored it and just said what I wanted to say at the beginning. Let's go back to your question, which was there's a lot of like hype around it, dev streaming, like it's happening. Let's talk about what it is. Mm-hmm. So dev streaming, when we say dev streaming, mostly we're talking about Twitch. I guess people stream on YouTube and maybe other platforms, but largely it's like programmers who want to turn on a camera and log into Twitch and stream their workday or just stream them doing programming with other people watching. That's dev streaming for those who maybe don't know what we're talking about. And in terms of like its history, I'm going to try. So Theo just made a video about this, right? Like about the history of streaming on Twitch with devs. Twitch is like largely 95% people playing games and people watching people play games. And there's this like burgeoning community of creatives, which includes developers, that are doing non-gaming things on Twitch. We are a small sliver of that. So we're a tiny, tiny sliver of all of Twitch. But there are dozens of us now, the dozens meme. There are dozens of us streaming our programming on Twitch and even dozens of people watching it. That's just some context, just so you know. There are some big dev streamers. The Primogen comes to mind that you've got more than 1,000 people watching at a time, which is a huge deal when you're talking about, like, we're writing code. I don't know. Is that all, like, setting any context, Dax? Would you add anything to that?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think the overarching thing is, turns out people like watching other people do stuff live, and there's really no limit of what that could be. You know, like we're a niche community, I would say. But if you look on Twitch, there's all kinds of like really niche things, right? And they all have viewers and audiences, and it does feel still like at the beginning, like we're all figuring it out, and you start to see people pushing the bar on like how they're doing it. Like for you, you like really went crazy with the production quality. So it still feels like early. I don't know if you feel the same way.
No, for sure. Yeah. I mean, especially the programming thing. And I think like it does seem to be growing. So I'm optimistic that there's a lot of room here for lots of people. Who's trying to join? Someone's trying to join our...
How do they find the link?
So I guess it's on your stream. So we're actually streaming this podcast episode.
Someone typed
it in.
Which
is very meta. Yeah, somebody typed in the URL and someone's trying to join the Rivercast. So this is funny. So we're actually streaming this live on Twitch. I think like that I do have thoughts on just the like getting into it, whether you think you could get into it, whether you think it's for you at all. I would say I never would have thought I'd be on Twitch. Like I just, to me, it didn't seem like a thing that was like my speed. I don't know. I'm not very young anymore. And it seemed like a young man's thing. I don't know. Just getting into Twitch and getting into streaming has just totally changed my career. I mean, it's injected so much into my work days. Like I thoroughly enjoy the process of having other people around while I'm working. I don't know that that's everybody, but for me, having worked from home for a long time, over 10 years, like it was a pretty isolated career. You know, you work alone in your office every day. Something about opening that up and having other people to hang out with while I'm working, I'm getting a lot less done, but I'm enjoying my work a lot more. There's something about it that's really enjoyable. So I do think like there are probably a lot of devs out there that would not enjoy it. They would try and they would find out really quickly, not for me, or other people don't enjoy watching them do it. But I think there's a lot of people that probably would and maybe never even try. I hope somebody hears this, they're a developer and they've maybe thought about it once, but then they just dismissed it, that they would try to stream. And there's a whole lot you got to do to kind of get into it. There's a lot of barriers to that. And we could talk about kind of what that looks like, but yeah. It could just totally surprise you. It totally surprised me. I love it so much.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think there were like years ago, I first heard of this concept of someone even just doing this live to a random audience. And I actually thought it was pretty cool. And I was like, oh, it would be, you know, cool if I could do that one day. But it really felt like something kind of unattainable or it felt impossible. Like, how could I ever actually do that? But then seeing a lot of people like yourself start to do it, and I just saw so many people go from never having done it before to then having done it before to like being really comfortable doing it, and it becomes a habit. And that really convinced me, oh yeah, you know, I can definitely jump in and do this. And yeah, I agree. I don't think it's for everyone. And I also genuinely love it. Like, it's just people on the internet are so funny, and it's just fun to have all these funny people around, at least for, you know, a couple hours in the day. It's definitely less productive. So
yeah,
don't expect to be like your maximum productivity while you're on stream, but it is a fun environment. And I think for me, it also, I kind of view it as, so one, I genuinely love it. And two, it's kind of practice for just being comfortable talking to yourself and without, like, you know, in front of an audience of people. It's not literally like you're on stage, but I definitely find myself getting more comfortable when I started out a little bit more uncomfortable. And I like that I've developed in that way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's teaching you stuff that you really wouldn't otherwise, I guess, pick up in this career, at least. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't spend time on stages. You said something like, it doesn't have to be your whole day. Like, I think just doing it for a portion of your work day makes a difference. Like, I think I streamed early. I kind of started just streaming everything I did that day. And that, mm-hmm. that starts to get hard because you do get a lot less done when you're interacting with all these people, but you learn so much. I think I've learned more on Twitch just from like people watching you do what you're doing, then pointing out things that you could do better or things that you just didn't even know. You didn't have the question to ask. Like, you're not even seeking ways to improve something you're doing, but people are seeing it and pointing it out, kind mm-hmm. of pushing that information at you. I love that part of Twitch or streaming, I guess, more broadly. Yeah, it's there's kind of like a series of hoops you got to jump through. But if you can get through that and just see if you enjoy having people around and if people enjoy watching you, because I think like some people maybe stream a long time, and if people aren't showing up, that may be a sign. I don't know. Maybe just like you're not cut out for it. It's not a thing that people resonate with you. I think it helps like have a thing that you mm-hmm. will kind of like draw people in with. And then if you have a personality that resonates with other people, then you'll probably build up an audience. I think that's part of it. I don't know. Am I being gatekeepy? I don't know. I feel like this is where someone would be like, you're being a gatekeeper.
I think there is just, it just comes down to what your goals are. Like, if it's just a thing you want to try out, like obviously, you know, do whatever, who cares? But it is one of those things where it just gets exponentially more fun and easy after a certain amount of viewers that you can kind of consistently draw. And if you have the same people coming back, you know, that's even more fun. And I found that it's really hard at the beginning, because you're just literally talking to yourself and you have no feedback to go off of because no one's really in your chat. And that's very difficult. And then you feel really awkward and you feel like, why would anyone ever watch me? But if you can build up a decent size audience, it doesn't have to be huge, you know, like 10, 20 people watching you, then there's a little bit more feedback for you to react to. And it gets way, way easier. So it's definitely extremely difficult at the beginning. And as long as you're able to grow somewhat, it should be something you enjoy doing and can continue to do. I think Theo's whole thing about you can't just stream on Twitch and do nothing else and expect to have an audience, I think that is very accurate, especially if you're trying to do this you know, more professionally or like a bigger part of your life, you do need to be building audiences and like being known. Like you said, like you need to have a thing that you're known for. It can literally be anything. The magic of the internet is no matter what the thing is, as long as nobody else is doing it, there's going to be enough people interested in that. It could be literally anything. Just figure out what is unique about you and what you're into that other people aren't. Just keep doing that. And over time, you should be able to, when people think of that thing, they should think of you, right?
Yeah. This whole time you've been saying that, I've been trying to think of something like funny to say about your thing. Like, what is your thing? But I can't come up with anything. It was going to be something insulting. And it's just like, you're smart and you say smart things on the internet. And I got nothing.
Oh,
really,
man.
Wanted something.
I mean, I think my thing is, I think I'm going to, my entry to streaming was a little bit easier because I already had somewhat of a presence just from my open source work. And SST and doing serverless and AWS and all that stuff. So yeah, I was doing it a little bit more casually like 6 months ago. And that was pretty much just for the SST audience. And the past couple of months, I've been doing it a little bit more seriously. And I've been able to kind of build off of the initial SST audience and branch out a little bit more. It's totally doable. You know, it just feels impossible in the beginning when you're literally at zero, but you can figure it out. It's not a lottery or anything.
Yeah, if you have like a social media presence outside of Twitch, I had kind of a Twitter following. I think that helps a lot. Mm-hmm. You can just kind of like keep shilling your stream to your existing audience. I want to talk about Twitch chat and like the people who are watching. Because that's the other side of watch.dev is like a community for the people who watch a lot of us. And it's a lot of overlap. A lot of the same people are watching our streams. One thing I wonder, because I know I get less done like when I'm streaming. But I feel like the people watching also have to be getting less done. And I do worry about like the sustainability. I know like, I'll get done streaming for 4 hours and then I watch you, Dax, and you'll stream for a few hours. And I realize like, I've got nothing else done today. Like, I hung out on Twitch all day. So there's that element of it. Do you worry about that? Like in terms of sustainability of this thing long-term?
Yeah, I got to figure out a better balance for myself because the past week or two, I've been watching you every single day. And I actually think you get more done during your streams than I get done because I'm just like trying to think of funny things to say in chat
really?
The whole time. While I'm watching you, I'm very unproductive. And you can actually see that in what my schedule has been like. I've been working a lot more at night, like before I sleep, because I just haven't been getting enough done during the day. I think what we're currently doing probably isn't fully sustainable. I need to like, you know, background you a little bit
you
more.
You are really funny in my Twitch chat. You're probably too funny. You should probably calm down. Just too many witty comments.
There's too many opportunities. Even when I start working, I hear your voice and I hear you say something and I'm like, I can say something snarky back to that. And I have to switch over and get the comment out.
That's funny. Yeah, I guess I try to like hop in and out. And I hope that people that watch us stream are doing the same. I hope they're not just the entire time locked into what we're doing. It is easy to make that assumption though, as you're streaming, to just assume like, oh, these people that are all here, they're watching everything I do, right? But I don't think they are. I hope not. But I think there's a good opportunity for people who maybe like you're new into the career, you still are kind of getting your feet wet, so to speak. Watching people stream coding, I feel like there's value there. Like versus Twitter, where people are like, here's a JavaScript tip. I feel like you watch somebody on Twitch, if they're actually doing real work, I think you're going to pick up some stuff. And most of the time you're going to ask questions. We're going to answer them. Like it's not like we're overwhelmed with chat or we can't just like respond to stuff. I think there's value on the viewership side too, I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, exactly. And I've gotten really explicit feedback about this that I found pretty interesting. So with SST, we're always trying to create educational content to get people to understand certain things. And we think about very explicit things that, you know, we think people should know. But when people watch my stream, they comment on learning all this stuff that we literally would have never thought of, or we just wouldn't have. It's just something that wouldn't make sense in any other form. People will talk about how it's interesting to see how I use my tools, like how I lay out my windows, when I go from my editor to like the SST console, like when I go to Google or when I go to ChatGPT, like those like little workflow things. There's a lot of information there that you really can't explain that in any other format aside from consistently streaming every day.
Yeah, you just take it for granted. Like it's not things I would think to tell people that I do, which I'm not cool. I'm not using Arch and i3 and all that. But like when I swipe between my workspaces on Mac, people are like, oh, I never thought to do that. And I just assume like everybody does that. I don't know. Yeah, somebody asked actually, I'm not going to hide the fact that we're streaming this one. I think it's on brand, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about dev streaming. We're doing this on Twitch. Someone asked, do you get any anxiety? I think they said anxiety. Or are you afraid of people judging how you code? Do you want to answer that one, Dax?
I've never really had that cross my mind. I think naturally I don't care about that. But on top of that, all my stuff has been open source for so long. So I think I'm just used to all my stuff being public.
Yeah.
I've never had a negative interaction, really. Like, even if I was worried about it, there was actually nothing that's ever manifested that I was like, oh, I feel bad about that, or someone made me feel bad. It's almost always positive and like useful for me to hear. The worst is that sometimes a piece of feedback is not relevant. That's like the worst you can possibly really get.
Yeah, sure.
But besides that, like, you know, I've never really had anything bad happen.
Yeah, I can't think of, like, I know people have pointed out like you could do this way or this way is better, but I'm usually looking for that. And I think if you go into it just assuming you're going to write bad code, probably whatever bad code is, and just not hold it too dearly, then you're going to learn a lot. And I think you'll get over it pretty quick. If there is any fear there.
Yeah, it feels like a superpower. You just get, even in places where you're writing something where you don't think there's any problem, sometimes people point out, oh, you could actually do that. And it's like, wow, I would have never even stopped to think.
Yeah, sorry, I was distracted reading Twitch.
No.
Because Chris is here. Hey, Chris. Sorry, this is weird. This is a podcast episode. Chris gets trolls a lot, though. I don't get a lot of trolls. I've not had a lot of that. Maybe people ban them before I see it.
I don't. Yeah, I haven't gotten any trolls. I mean, I'm at a much smaller scale, so I'm sure that shows up once you hit a certain size.
Yeah, we had another question. Would you always prepare or just hit record and go for it? Do you ever prepare anything for your stream?
No, I think for me, the way I view Twitch is it's the lowest effort content I can make, in that yeah. I don't have to do a bunch of work outside of literally just doing the thing. So for me, that's where it fits in, like, the spectrum of content that I do. It is just a thing I can do every day without having to have a bunch of ceremony around it. So no, I don't really prepare. And obviously at the beginning, you maybe are a little awkward, but over time you start to feel really normal.
Yeah. Two things I would say. One, it's so true. It's the lowest effort content. Like, I want to put myself out there in the world, but like, I just can't be bothered anymore to like write a Twitter thread or like make a polished video. It's so much effort. And something about Twitch, even though it's more time and you probably spend more time doing it than anything else, it's very low effort. You just kind of like get to be yourself. The other thing I would say, though, in terms of preparing, I did spend like 4 months building my Twitter overlay or my Twitch overlay. So I guess I prepared, but like in that sense, you can spend a lot of time kind of like making your stream better. But I don't think of it as like preparing for an individual stream. Like, I don't prepare for day to day what I'm going to do on any given stream. But I think putting a little time, a little effort into just polishing the stream in terms of, you know, like your ergonomics, your overlays and that kind of stuff. And if you're going to have like any kind of bits that you do or things that you do every day that are kind of consistent, I know people like to feel like they know what to expect, and like that kind of stuff, I think, is good to prepare for.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of, that's another whole angle to this that I find extremely fun. I'm like similar to you, that it's kind of a new thing you can go really deep in and learn a bunch about. And with streaming, there's so much, right? There's literally, like you said, the overlays, like the different ways you can produce your stream. Then there's all the equipment that goes behind it. I'm actually having a blast figuring out how to do all this on Linux. I don't actually find it painful. It's like, it's fun for me to learn about all this stuff that I haven't had to in a long time. So it's just like another hobby that you can just go super deep in. And I think people might be wondering, like, how do they even get started? Like, how deep do they need to go? But yeah, I don't know if you had any thoughts on that.
No, I mean, I'm an obsessive. So I love to go very deep on any new hobbies. And Twitch and streaming has been that for sure. Like, I've spent a ton of time and enjoyed just like, how could I make it better? How could I make it like a higher quality stream? I've really enjoyed that whole process. Yeah, it's a lot of hardware. It's a lot of software. Once you figure out the Linux thing, I'd love to see if I can make it work on my, like, I'd love to like play with that. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious where that all heads. I think it's all a lot of fun. I think the development part, the actually coding on stream part, is a very small sliver, I guess, of what makes it actually enjoyable. And it sometimes is a small sliver of what I actually do on stream. Someone else asked, how important are the projects that you work on? Like, I'm not interested in some projects streamers work on while others seem really interesting. I've had the feeling, I don't know if you feel the same way, Dax, but like, sometimes I think I could just stream any random thing. It doesn't matter. Like, I think it's more just the conversations and that kind of stuff is why people are there. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, the working on a thing is just to provide some framing for the whole stream. So it's like you said, people know what to expect. But I find that it doesn't really matter. I don't know if people are really there for the specific project that you're working on. I think it's like, you know, people join where they feel comfortable, where they feel they can engage and they have a consistent community. So yeah, I haven't cared too much about what I actually work on.
Yeah. Chris says he only works on the projects that he does on stream. So it's like he never works on that project offline. So it motivates him to keep streaming. That's a good call.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah.
That'll keep you doing it. And Chris does it like, you do it every day, Chris, I think. Well, now we're having a conversation with someone in Twitch chat on the podcast. I don't know. This is interesting. It's fun though. It's become my life's passion and I feel like I should talk about it more because I just know there are people out there that would really enjoy it. And I think that's the hope. We've seen some friends starting to get into it. Yeah. I don't know. Anything else you would say to people that are new to it that maybe have all kinds of fears or questions?
Yeah. I've just found it's an incredible creative outlet. I think if you have creative energy, you might not even think you have creative energy and you might discover that you do. I get really excited when I get an idea for my stream, like this whole thing with my little dog camera. Like that was so fun. Like, you know, just being able to build something that's an idea you have. It's purely for fun, right? You're not like, what's the business model behind this? Which is what 99% of my life is otherwise. It's so serious. But here I can use my same skills, you know, my software engineering skills to do these things, build these overlays, build these automations, but it's all towards like just for having fun. And that does feel so different than the rest of my life. And yeah, I love having that in here. And I think I'm going to want something like this forever now that I know what it's like.
Yeah. No, I would say like, as a developer, if you get into this, you're going to have a phase probably early on where you just want to do all the things you can possibly do with the Twitch API. Like you're going to build channel point rewards. You're going to build crazy overlays and just like embrace it. Enjoy that little season. It is like this pure joy phase, but I think every developer on Twitch goes through it. Like you're going to build a lot of stuff to just kind of make it your own and it's fun. And then you kind of like get to settle into that and just enjoy it every day. Yeah. It's pure fun. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is this the first time we've ever not had anything to say? Neither one of us. Are we reading Twitch chat? I think we're reading Twitch chat.
I was just looking at the Twitch chat. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I guess, do we have anything else we want to say on this? We don't have to.
No, let's just plug the Discord again, watch.dev.
Yeah, you can just go to watch.dev like in your browser and it'll redirect you to the Discord.
Yeah, so it's a community for people that like doing this, both as an audience and as a streamer. If you're interested in getting into it and you have questions, you know, I think when I was getting into it, I had a lot of questions on what mic do I get? What camera do I get? Again, you don't have to go crazy. You can get started with something pretty basic. I wanted to go crazy, so I had a lot of questions about this stuff. But it's fun. Like people there, there's just some really knowledgeable people there that will be able to help you out. And whatever scale you want to go to intro scale, you want to go to Adam scale. Adam's the top end of the scale. You can't go really past Adam.
In terms of investing in your I've probably invested setup. In my setup more than you should.
It's a great place to figure out how to do it, and so join if you're interested.
Cool. Hope to see everybody there. All right, we're done here. Thanks, Dax.
We forgot to hit record.
No, stop.
I'm just kidding.
No. You really got me for a second. It's hard to see my monitor. It's still recording. I'm gonna stop it now.